from the U.S. how a Juneteenth national holiday went from pipe dream to reality by Kalida Rahman. Campaigners have long called for Juneteenth, a day commemorating the end of slavery, to be designated a national holiday. Now it's about to become a reality. The House overwhelmingly voted to make Juneteenth, or June 19th, a federal holiday on Wednesday, a day after the Senate approved the bill by unanimous consent. President Joe Biden is expected to sign the Juneteenth National Independence Day Act into law at 3:30 p.m. Eastern Time on Thursday. Juneteenth, a portmanteau of June and 19th, commemorates June 19, 1865, when Union soldiers brought the news of freedom to enslaved African Americans in Galveston, Texas, 2 months after the end of the Civil War and over 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation freed slaves in the southern states. The day's jubilation quickly turned into an annual celebration, according to Juneteenth.com, and grew with the increasing participation of descendants over the years. Some who had been enslaved made annual pilgrimages back to Galveston on June 19th with their descendants. Groups like the National Juneteenth Observation Foundation have been pushing for Juneteenth, also known as Freedom Day or Emancipation Day, to be recognized as a national holiday of observance for years. Enshrining Juneteenth as a national holiday brings balance to American holiday celebrations, Steve Williams, the foundation's president, told Newsweek. We were not free on the 4th of July. Juneteenth freed the people. The 4th of July freed the land.